President Bush meets at the White House today with Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. The president's decision to back away from the International Treaty on Global Warming is certain to be a topic of discussion. Germany supports the 1997 Kyoto Treaty, as do other European allies. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
On the eve of Mr. Schroeder's first ever meeting with President Bush, the Bush administration threw cold water on hopes the German chancellor might have harbored about persuading the U.S. to accept the goals of the Kyoto Treaty. Last week, Schroeder sent a letter to the White House expressing Germany's deep concern about global warming and seeking U.S. support for further talks to win ratification of the treaty. But yesterday afternoon, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer was very blunt when asked the president's views on the topic.
The president has been unequivocal. He does not support the Kyoto Treaty. It exempts the developing nations around the world, and it is not in the United States' economic best interest. The president has directed his cabinet secretaries to begin a review so we can, as a nation, address a serious problem, which is global warming. And that cabinet-level review is underway, and the president looks forward to receiving the results.
But the U.S.'s allies in Europe see the Kyoto Treaty as the best available path to finding a way to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases believed to be the cause of global warming. Japan shares that view as well. German officials say that at today's White House meeting, Chancellor Schröder will express disappointment with the position taken by the Bush administration. Jürgen Krobog is the German ambassador to the U.S.
Heard the message, but we are not yet inclined to believe it, to be frank.
And while there is no expectation that the president will change his mind anytime soon, the ambassador says Germany hopes there might still be room to convince the U.S. of the importance of the treaty.
We believe the Americans should remain committed to the Kyoto process. We want to inject a new life into the Kyoto Protocol. It's very important. We have a joint responsibility, and hopefully we can convince the United States administration.
There was criticism on Capitol Hill yesterday. Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman said that the U.S. had other options besides unilaterally walking away from a treaty it's not happy with.
The administration could have gone to Bonn, where the next meeting is this summer, and simply said, here are our concerns with this. Now can we talk about it? Can we work on some adjustments?
Lieberman also said it sends a message to our allies that the U.S. is not inclined to work with other countries on important issues. But the president's press secretary says that's not the case. He says there is a cabinet-level review underway to determine how the administration should proceed on global warming.
But the president does believe that working with our friends and allies and through international processes, we can develop technologies, market-based incentives, and other innovative approaches that can combat global climate change.
But even some big businesses are perplexed by the statements from the White House this week. Kevin Fay is with the International Climate Change Partnership, which has as members some of the world's largest international corporations. He says the companies he works with had some real problems with the Kyoto Treaty, but that they were ready to use it as a starting point for future negotiations. Fay says he's not sure what the Bush administration's walking away from the treaty will mean for those talks.
Well, it certainly is straining the ability to have a discussion on this, where we would much prefer that they complete their policy review before making such specific announcements.
Fay says the world will be watching the administration on this issue. If the U.S. does want to continue a dialogue on climate change with other countries, then he says the U.S. should say soon what course it does think should be taken to curb global warming. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.